Hi there, I'm Dory Nutt, one of your Morning Blend hosts here at 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. Recently, I ventured out to the North American Brass Band Championships held right here in Huntsville, Alabama. I spoke with some of the musicians about their experiences. You could tell that they had all missed performing during the pandemic.
I'm Brian Wick. I'm from Rochester Hills with the brass band.
And what state is that in?
Michigan.
What caused you to come all the way across the country to play in a NABBA championship?
To be honest, after going through, you know, COVID and stuff, brass band community at OU and just in general, it's been a great source of pride. The stuff we're playing on stage is some of the most difficult stuff. I play tuba, so it's a pretty rewarding thing, as well as just the family that we have that we brought down. You know, we have a lot of people playing solos and different ensembles. Coming down to make OU proud.
I'm Betsy Jones, and I play with the San Antonio Brass Band. Well, this year, the San Antonio Brass Band wasn't able to come, so we brought 10 pieces. We're playing with the 10-piece ensemble.
Have you already performed?
No, we play in an hour.
How do you feel right before this big competition?
Pretty good. This is the most intense performance we've had since before COVID, so mostly outdoor concerts since then.
Everybody's glad to be back, right?
Absolutely.
During the two-day event, I toured through the exhibit of sheet music, instruments for sale, and repairmen.
Danny Hudson from Southeastern Musical Services, right here in Huntsville, Alabama.
Have you had to make any emergency repairs during this competition?
I just did one, just before you walked up, at broken water key spring.
Got to keep the bands on the stage, right?
Richard Mukamal, I'm CEO of Robinson's Remedies, and we're located in Southeast Michigan.
And have you traveled to many of these NABBA championships before?
Yes, we've been to several. This is our first time in Huntsville.
Do you love seeing all the brass players come through?
Yes, very much. Of course, this is very niche. This is specifically brass band.
One of the participants explained what makes this a niche event.
My name is Mike Pakaluk from California, Bay Area, San Jose. I'm here with the San Francisco Brass Band.
What do you love about the brass band sound?
Well, I think it's unique. It's got a unique color because it uses more conical instruments, and so it's got a darker, warmer sound. I think the timbre is really quite unique.
Something that speaks to you personally.
Yeah, I like the darker, warmer sound, too.
What instrument do you play?
I play flugelhorn in the San Francisco Brass Band, and then I also play cornet and trumpets. Is trumpet a dirty word here? Can I say that?
Over 30 bands from across the country came here to compete, with over 1,100 musicians and support personnel involved. The bandsmen ranged from high school age to college up into their 70s, and amateurs to professionals filled their ranks.
Well, my name's Doug Larimore. I'm from Ada, Oklahoma. I'm playing in a brass band at East Central University in Ada, Oklahoma. I'm subbing and playing, filling out parts that they needed. And my friend here is also doing the same thing. And so it's a college level age group, with the exception of a couple of us retired guys. And so we're just filling in parts they needed. And so we decided to travel and come play.
Are you having a good time with the young folks?
A great time, yes. Yes, getting to know some young people.
Many folks were here in Huntsville for the very first time. Again, here's Mike from the San Francisco Brass Band.
Yeah, it's my first time in Alabama and first time in Huntsville. And we went out last night. Downtown area is beautiful. It's impeccably clean. People are very friendly, great restaurants. Really, really impressed so far. It's been a great experience.
Our own Brass Band of Huntsville competed, placing third in their division. By the closing championship round, excitement was through the roof, and when the Fountain City Brass Band gave the prize-winning performance, a thunderous ovation went on for the longest time. If you regret not having seen this unique event this year, take heart. The NABBA Championships will be held here again in Huntsville in 2023 and 2024. And of course, you'll be able to hear all about it right here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.